Welcome to the Everyman Sports Podcast, the show for fans, by fans. No former pros, no so-called experts, just real passionate fans. From outside on a porch to inside a living room, in the parking lot of a stadium to the dining room table, friends and families chat about their teams, their games, and what makes them cheer. This is Everyman Sports.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Everyman Sports. My name is Chad. I'm the owner-operator of this podcast. My phone number is 626-427-7678. That's 626-427-7678, and you can follow us on Twitter at Everyman Sports. With me this week for this episode is my dad. How you doing, Dad?
I'm doing great, son.
Great. So let's start off before we get to the football and reviewing week one and talking about week two and all that stuff. Let's talk quickly about baseball. There are a couple big stories that are going on right now. The Mets are, as currently recording, are at an 8-game winning streak, on fire. Cespedes is really putting a strong showing for MVP, no matter what.
Is that possible?
Well, I mean, would if the Mets make the playoffs, would they be, you have to take, if Cespedes wasn't on the team, would the Mets be a playoff team? And then the reverse is, Bryce Harper is the leading candidate for the NL MVP. If you take Bryce Harper off of the Nationals, are they an MVP? Or does that team make the playoffs, I should say?
Oh, so you're saying that they can make it with them and well, they can not make it without them?
Well, it's the age-old question. Is the MVP somebody who basically, is he the reason you're in the playoffs? Or is it just
the team's most valuable player? Well, not just the league's most
valuable player. Well, the league's most valuable player isn't necessarily stat-driven. If that were true, then the Silver Sluggers wouldn't be an award because they give Silver Sluggers to the best offensive player at each position. But the most valuable player is, yes, it's part statistical, but it's also part, you know, team-oriented.
But I don't think it's ever been done before where a player gets traded after the deadline and then becomes MVP. Is that, there's no precedent for that, is there?
No, there's not really a precedent. I mean, Bryce Harper has been with the Nationals longer, and he has been the best player in the National League this season. But, again, I'm slightly biased for the Mets, so I would like to see Cespedes be the MVP, because without him, we wouldn't be in the position.
Well, I don't want it to happen because then he'll want even more money.
Well, right now they're talking upwards of $126 million plus for you know, at least 7 years, I think.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it. He hasn't stayed with anybody long enough.
No, he's been with...
Yeah, I don't know what would happen there.
Well,
He's playing for a contract now.
Yes, looking at like $20 million a year.
And once you get to 7-year contract...
But he's the best player... looking at the free agent class, he's the best non-pitcher.
What 7-year contracts worked out well?
None. Okay. They never do.
So then why would you be in favor of that?
Because the Mets are owned by the Wilpons, and it's always thought of, especially after the whole Ponzi scheme with Bernie Madoff
with the money.
Yeah. That's unbelievable. You know, somebody asked me, like, well, it can't be all bad. You know, the Mets' luck can't all be. The Mets are owned by somebody who fell into a Ponzi scheme. I mean, that doesn't happen to other franchises.
Well, greed usually lures people in for that.
That is true. But so in this case, so that's one big story. The other big story, three races are still to be determined in September. The American League East between the Yankees and the Blue Jays.
They're fading the Yankees.
They are fading. Teixeira's out for the season. Sabathia's not looking good. Nathan Eovaldi's out for quite a while. They lost 3 out of 4 games at home to the Blue Jays. And if it wasn't for a good performance by Tanaka, they would have got swept at home.
Wow.
The good news for the Yankees and bad news for the Blue Jays, Troy Tulowitzki, their big acquisition at the deadline or before it, he's got a broken clavicle, broken backbone.
Shoulder blade.
Yeah, because he took an awkward bump into the center fielder. They were both going for a ball, and the center fielder just headbutted his back, and
He's a pitcher?
No, he's a shortstop.
Oh, he's a shortstop.
He's a shortstop, but he caught the ball, and he stood there for a second, and then he just fell backwards, like somebody, like, shot him. It was very weird. So he's going to be out for a little while, a couple weeks. He might be back for October, but there's nothing that says...
So the Yankees have hope.
They have hope, they've been coming back last night, as of this recording. The Yankees were no-hit through... I think 7 innings or 8 innings.
Wow.
But then they came back and won 4-1. So
huge.
They still have the offensive power.
Right.
The other race, which is getting really close, is the American League West, where the Rangers are coming up really fast on the Astros. They've already beaten
the Astros. That's hard to even imagine that.
It is, but
that's the biggest surprise in baseball.
It is. And they've got their American League Cy Young Award. He's going to win the Cy Young, which is Dallas Keuchel.
He deserves it.
He does. Jose Altuve is a hitting machine. They've gotten some really good power out of their pitchers. Carlos Correa is their shortstop, top minor league guy. But they may have just been 1 year too early. Or
are they the ones that tapped into the Cardinals or hacked into their
system? The Cardinals hacked into their system.
Oh,
which
okay.
I'm very surprised did not get. Now, you want to say it's the media. You know, it's Major League Baseball is not the media giant that the NFL is. But
right.
This got very little play. And this guy pretty much admitted, like, yeah, I did it. Like, they found the guy. I forget his name, but they kind of
right.
found the guy and, like, yeah, he did that. So that's happening. And then, of course, the NL Central, I think, is my favorite one.
Then who do you like there?
I would love the Pirates.
Sure.
I think they're four and a half out, and they still have games against they're playing the Cubs, I think, starting today
right.
or tomorrow. And they still have games against the Cardinals. I personally would love to see the Cardinals not win the Central and be forced into a one-game playoff.
Which they would win.
Which they would possibly win. But there's still that idea that, hey, they might lose it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And no Cardinals. And nothing ever goes
right.
wrong for the Cardinals.
I know, my
this,
whole lifetime.
This would be the one time that something goes badly for them.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not just talking a lost series.
Right,
I'm talking
right.
like,
well,
hey.
Well, the wheel can turn.
Absolutely. So those are my three big baseball things I'm going to be watching in September leading up until October. So I'm excited for that. So, moving on to week one of the NFL, anything you take away from that? Any good games?
Well, I'd really like to go with the big surprises. I think Andrew Luck being shut out, of course it was on the road, but I mean,
and the
that's
weather,
big news.
And the weather wasn't bad. Like, you'd
no.
expect that in, like, December with the wind blowing and the snow.
Shut out?
This was a beautiful September day.
Then Hilton went down?
Hilton got a bruised knee, so... they have so many offense. Dante Moncrief's just going to take his place.
Right.
I mean, Andre Johnson didn't look like the Andre right. Johnson of old. He looked like an old Andre Johnson. But
I think Atlanta was a big surprise.
That was.
San
Francisco was very much. Everybody was touting Minnesota. It's 1 week. There's a lot of 1 week things. Like, you look at the Tennessee Tampa Bay game, Marcus Mariota. 4 touchdowns in the first half.
Well, they had a perfect rating, 158.3. I think that's the highest possible quarterback rating.
His first pass in the NFL was for a touchdown.
I mean, how do you... This is
you
magic.
Can't get better. You can't get better than that. On the
now
opposite...
they're at the Browns.
That's right. So they might have...
Getting 2.5.
Yeah, they'll have a tasty
where
matchup
there. Where do we stand?
But then on the opposite side of the field, Jameis Winston, in his first NFL
big
pass...
flop.
...is a pick six.
Six,
an
yeah.
interception return for a touchdown... He didn't. I think he had one touchdown pass, two interceptions.
The yin and the yang in one game.
Now, it's one game, so you can't really go off of that. DeMarco Murray didn't look like the DeMarco Murray last year.
Well, doesn't a guy
LeSean
like
McCoy
need a lot of touches?
Yeah, but they were saying because of the Chip Kelly offense, they don't substitute as much. So
right.
if he's off the field, he's
he
not.
Stays off.
Yeah, he's going to stay off. I mean, Ryan Matthews and Darren Sproles looked pretty good in that game, too.
Well, he doesn't look like a pass catcher, Ryan Matthews, but he never was, really.
No, he never was.
But that offense looks like you're going to have to.
Yeah, you just need to catch out in the flat. Yeah, those were good games. The Cowboy game, I was so sure that the Giants had that one. 4 minutes left, Giants
well, how
were
big
up.
Of a blunder was that to
that
tell
was,
the running back to lie down? Don't
that,
score.
Now, that worked in the Super Bowl against the Patriots, but Eli didn't tell him. Who was that, Ahmad Bradshaw? He knew.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, if I stop.
Don't do it.
The clock. Okay,
yeah, but
runs
this,
out.
I mean, it would have been a 10-point lead.
Yeah, two scores. Yeah, it was a major blunder. Some are saying now that Eli got his bell rung earlier in that series, and he wasn't sure, like he might have had a daze going on.
So he's not sure, but he takes the lead.
I know.
With the decision.
And that was the other thing I took from week one. A lot of the sort of the concussion protocol, I saw Johnny Manziel get rocked.
Right.
And he just got up and he started walking off in nowhere, but he came back on for the next series. I couldn't believe it. There was some very questionable
well,
decisions.
Well, I saw Jordan Matthews get blown up.
He sure did.
And when he got up, kind of, I was shocked that they let him continue.
Yes.
And then the second time they took him off.
I know.
Then they brought him back.
Yeah, this concussion stuff,
they're
it's going to go
like
on
they
for...
They care now, but well, then they send him back in.
Right. But at the same time, it is also the players. I'm not saying it's, you know, the players' fault. It's just it takes two to tango, and the players want to get back out there. Put me in. I'm fine.
Of course, of course.
So, you know...
They don't want to lose their job.
No, of course not. And they, you know, look, they signed up for it. You know, if they want to do it, they're more
but
than
I
welcome.
Think the most blaring observation for week one league-wide was everyone's open... In the NFL.
Yeah, the defensive backfields.
They're so afraid of getting beat over the top, they'll let anything happen underneath them.
They've decided the bend, don't break is the way to go, but that's still, you know, if you get close enough.
Well, they marched up and down the field.
They did.
I think the NFL wants 100-yard arena football.
Well, in the era of fantasy football, where it's all statistic, FanDuel and DraftKings and all
right.
these daily fantasy
right.
sites, of course they want points. And, of course, people tune in. The red zone would be useless on television for them if nobody scored. So, of
right.
course, everything is up for that. I did notice with the Jets, they beat the Browns. But that, I tell you, that first quarter did not look good. If the Jets secondary was supposed to be their
right.
strength, it looked very weak to me.
Well, I think you're right about the entire league. You have to get to the collective bargaining agreement. Can't do two-a-days.
No.
There's less time on the field.
Yeah.
And then when they do the preseason games, they pretty much rest their starters.
Absolutely.
I think Adrian Peterson was a great example.
Yes.
I mean, this guy had like, I don't know, 9 carries for 8 yards or
he
something
He did not.
Crazy.
He did not have much.
But he didn't play last year. He didn't play the preseason.
Yeah.
So, and you can't get these people.
Of game ready and. And they want to eliminate two preseason games. So really, what's better, having these guys injured in the third week, the first week, or in preseason? They're going to get injured. They're going to be.
So that's
know,
why, in a way,
not
I was 100%. Very impressed with Quinn, the coach of
Dan Quinn in
Atlanta, because that team looked like it gelled.
They did.
And Matty Ice was changing plays at the line of scrimmage with rookie guys, and it was fantastic.
It especially helps having Julio Jones and going up against a weak Eagles defense. 161 yards, 2 touchdowns. It's unbelievable, unbelievable. So a lot of good games. So looking forward to week two. You know, it starts off Denver at Kansas City, so that's going to be a big one.
Yeah,
that
Denver,
people are going to look at.
Yeah, I might as well mention Peyton Manning.
He
has this wheel turned.
He's on the last legs. If it's
okay.
not this season, it's definitely
right,
next
right.
season. That type of thing. So he doesn't look 100%. He doesn't look like the Peyton of old. So things aren't really going well.
Right.
But I, you know, Detroit at Minnesota. You get a lot more. A lot of games this week that look pretty good. San Diego at Kansas City.
Well,
or Cincinnati,
I think
say.
New England at Buffalo is, and it's -2.
-2 for
so
New
Buffalo's
England.
So getting 2 at home.
Yeah.
Right? And
a home underdog.
One of the defensive linemen are coming back, Darius.
Yeah, you're a big fan of him.
I love him. What a motor.
Yes.
I mean, this guy brings it.
This might be a little perfect storm for Buffalo, because Rex can get anybody going, us against the world, and in a place like Buffalo that really
Plus
is going to work
quarterback
well.
While
Tyrod
he lasts.
Taylor, holy cow.
Yeah, while he lasts till he gets blown up. But, I mean, yeah, that's dangerous.
Yeah.
So I think they have a real shot, Buffalo.
So, okay. That's a good game as well.
But this Tennessee-Cleveland... If Mariota has any type of game like that,
it could happen.
It could. And what's great about him as a quarterback, because how fast Oregon played, usually for rookie players, the speed of the NFL
mm-hmm.
can be perplexing or, you know, overmatches them. But, you know, the pace is not going to be a problem with him.
I think also that's going to, you know, Jameis Winston, I saw a stat. He's 0-2 against Marcus Mariota, and he's 26-0 against every other quarterback that he's faced in college.
Right.
So let's see if that continues, if he gets his first L against somebody other than Mariota.
Cleveland looks like a mess. I don't know if McGowan's coming back or...
Josh McCown? I don't think so. Manziel, he actually put on a bit of a good show.
Well, that bomb, that 50-something-yard bomb was impressive.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think he might have matured, or at least it's the kind of you're needed because as opposed to last year where it's like, well, we'll throw you out there because I know the fans want it. Now it's like, look, the starter's injured. You have to go out there. You have no choice.
Well, I wonder if he's going to be like a Michael Vick where they depend more on their legs than their arm.
It's likely.
You know,
I mean,
and that's what happens when you get a guy like Brady who doesn't have the legs, it's going to be all arm.
Yes.
Peyton Manning, it was like that.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes these guys see that as a, you know,
as a reason
plan
to
B.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Kaepernick has always sort of struggled with that. He's like, well,
it's good talking about San Francisco. What'd you think of those uniforms?
I didn't like him. One of my friends, Cody, a guest on the show in the past, mentioned that it looked like he's like, well, when did the 49ers get the XFL uniforms? Because it looked just like that. It looked
right.
Like He Hate Me and the San Francisco Demons.
I kind of like those.
Actually. I like the league. I had no problem with it, but you know, football's a fickle thing in the audience's mind. So. So who do you like? What are your best bets for the week?
Well, I'm really hooked on Tennessee.
So Tennessee,
even though they're on the road, and that's dangerous taking road teams.
But it's a home. Well, it's a 1-point home dog.
And I'm liking the Bills.
All right, so
and they're also on the road.
So Tennessee giving one at Cleveland and Buffalo at home +2.
Right.
So I think that those are good ones too.
And what about Dallas Philly?
Dallas Philly. Ooh boy.
Now, if you were Chip, who would your running back be?
If I was Chip, you have to put out Murray.
Right.
You'd have to put out Murray. But you've got.
He's going to give you the best effort.
Yes, absolutely, and he wants to be out there.
He wants to show the other team you should have signed me.
Yeah, but you know, even LeSean McCoy didn't look. I mean, he wasn't even the leading rusher in that game. He had the most carries. He out-touched everybody, but he didn't have the most yardage for the Bills. I think it was Carlos Williams was the big one.
Well, did he play preseason, McCoy?
I believe he did. Not a lot, but he still played. Moving to my fantasy teams in the Everyman Sports League, I lost to my wife, Lee.
No, she beat you last year.
She won our championship last year.
Right.
No, that had nothing to do with me. That was her own. She made a point. Look, we live in the same house. You live with somebody, you're going to give opinions.
Right.
So she asked opinions on players who I should picked up. I gave her opinions. Those players she picked up did not score as many points. The players that she picked on her own far exceeded her expectations.
It was enough to win.
Yeah. So her picks did better than the
advice
that I gave.
So you'll be listening.
I might start listening to her. No, probably not. So I'm actually facing my father-in-law this week.
Oh.
So we'll see how that
formidable.
Goes. He is. He's very good. He had the highest point, 182 points last.
Wow.
Well, we have a higher. I set the limits, you know, passing touchdown is 6 points as opposed to 4 points. You get a point for every 20 yards passing as opposed to 25 yards passing. Receptions are half a point.
Yeah, so this is user-friendly.
Oh, yeah, because I like it. And also, we have two kickers. We started two kickers in the league.
Nice.
For some people, their teams, it worked really well. However, I had Sebastian Janikowski. He got me 1 point. Because it's Oakland. That's what happens. He's got a great leg, but if he doesn't get an opportunity.
Yeah, true.
And then I had Josh Scobie, and he missed two kicks in that New England game.
How about that guy's foot out of bounds?
Well, it was. I'll have to give him that
But
much.
How do you settle down like that in
on your knees and like
with
I'm
your
gonna
foot out of bounds.
Look, it just those are the mistakes that it happens to everybody else except
the Patriots.
Except the Patriots. Damn picture. And in my other game, I also tanked very badly. Mike Evans was sat because apparently Lovie Smith, if anybody's got a hamstring injury, he doesn't want them to play. So
he's smart.
I was very.
That's what happened to Deshaun Jackson.
That's right. But I picked up D'Angelo Williams, and he had a renaissance for that one game.
He looked great, didn't he?
He looked absolutely great. But
He's a beast.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure it. It's the first week. I'll take two losses in my fantasy leagues. It is what happens. So that's just how it is.
So it's just unfortunate that the play is not sharp.
Yeah, I mean, they say it
I
takes.
I mean, with all that preseason and it's just
well, what
wrong.
But again, what preseason?
They said
Yeah, they sat, and you only play a little bit, one quarter here. Even the dress rehearsal of the third preseason game.
Nothing.
It's one quarter. Okay, go back. Just hang out. That's everybody else. I understand it.
So they're preserving their stars.
They are, but for what? Possibly injury, possibly, you know, going down, you know, 0-2, 0-4 at the worst. So it happens. Also, a big bit of news in U.S. tennis was Serena Williams. She was going for the calendar Grand Slam. And she,
what do they say calendar for?
Because it happened in the same year.
Well, why? There's other times where it doesn't?
No, but they're
that distinction?
They are annually. So there's the Australian Open, French Open, Wimbledon, U.S. Right. Open. They all happen every year at the same time.
Okay.
Now, Serena Williams and other people in the past have won three of them in 2000, let's say 11.
Oh.
But they won that fourth one the following year. Oh. It's still in the same cycle. It's like it's in an order.
Yeah.
So the calendar one hadn't happened.
I had never heard that term, really.
Yeah, it hadn't happened in 30 years or so.
Okay.
But this was probably a big upset. What's it, Roberta Vinci? Well, first of all, it sounds like one big name, Roberta Vinci. But there's no, like, not to say a nobody, but, you know, Serena Williams versus who? I've never heard of this person.
Right,
if it was Steffi Graf, I've heard of Steffi Graf first.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, sure.
So
that's exciting for the game, though, isn't it?
It is. And a lot of people are saying this might be one of those big time actual upsets, not just one we say is an upset. No, this might be an actual upset. And it's not like she lost to the winner. She lost to the second place winner because Roberta Vinci got lost in the final.
Interesting.
So, yeah, so that was a big thing that was happening.
But she had, maybe that was a letdown from beating her sister.
Yeah, I guess so. Now, she said, you know, whatever the outcome, in the semifinals, there will be a Williams. Well, in the finals, there was still not a Williams. You know, that was the problem. And college football started up too. That was a big thing. The SEC is not looking as strong. Big Ten is looking very strong. All that stuff. Ohio State might be for real, and they talk in Michigan State's for real, and all that stuff. It's something to keep an eye on. It's still early. I really don't consider college football hitting
stride.
Well, the story
would be that Michigan isn't.
No, but I mean, it's nice to see Jim Harbaugh doing Jim Harbaugh stuff, you know, running up and down, throwing his hat, and going just nuts on the sideline.
Right,
it's
right.
fun. That was a big thing that was happening.
Well, his teams usually reflect that lack of discipline, too.
Well,
on and off the field.
That's true. But for him, he's home. He's finally home. Because really, people say, how long is he going to stay in Michigan? Where else is he going to go? He went to college in Michigan. His family's from there. He's not going to leave there for a while.
Comfortable.
Absolutely. All right, Dad. Well, thank you very much for joining me
this week.
Keep an eye out for these games and all that fun
go
stuff.
Go Titans this week.
Go Titans. Yeah, we'll see how that goes. Go Jets. Go Mets. Go everything. So, all right. Thank you very much. Andrew, if you will, please.
This has been another episode of Everyman Sports. The show's music is Cold Funk by Kevin MacLeod and is licensed under CC Attribution 3.0. Everyman Sports can be found on Facebook.com, where you can like it to receive updates and news. Visit Everyman Sports in the iTunes Store to leave a review of the show. Also, visit everymansports.podbean.com directly to comment and support. Everyman Sports can be contacted directly at everymansports@gmail.com.